in transit today. Takes a look at your wallet, how much you're spending on car insurance, and trying to get you the best deals despite increasing insurance rates. You know, the rise of inflation, an ever-present factor. Many have started to notice rising auto insurance rates as well. But some providers are suggesting that although rates might be increasing, you don't have to lose control over how much you pay for coverage. With simple steps, you can reduce your costs and stay sufficiently covered. With more on this, we go to Suzanne Michaud, Vice President of CA Quebec Insurance. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So let's get into why are car insurance rates rising right now?
There's a lot of reason, but I would say that if I want to simplify it, I would say that the cost of repair when there's a loss is much higher. So it reflects on the premiums paid by the consumers.
So why would why are repair costs going up, right? Like it's 2022. We're sending rocket ships into space. Technology is getting so great. So why is the technology behind repairs getting not as efficient?
It's not the case that it's not efficient. It's just that it's more expensive. Let's say that 20 years ago, you had a car accident and you broke your bumper. That was easy to fix. We just, just put the two parts together and say, okay, it's still good. Now we replace, because the bumpers most of the time are in composite materials, so we replace the bumper, but we also have to adjust all the little technology that is in the bumper, let's say, to help you when you have to park the car.
Oh, all those ultrasonic sensors, those sensors all around the bumper.
Sensor, exactly. There's some in the bumper. There's some in the back, in the wheelchair. This need adjustment. So it means you need more people, more workforce, just to repair a little accident.
Yeah.
So it's more expensive. And, the car dealer or the repair shops have the same, reality that most of us. All the prices are going on the rise for workforce, for parts. So it has to reflect somewhere. So it's in the premium of the auto insurance policy.
Let me ask you this, because I know we have statistics now. The average cost of a car in Canada, the average sale price of a car has never been higher. I think it's at around $55,000 for the average car sold in the country.
Yep.
But I would imagine, I guess total losses where you've got to replace a vehicle are very, very small. But is that part of the reason why? Because just cars are getting so expensive as well?
There's a lot of reason. Yes, the car are getting more expensive. They are more expensive to repair. But there's also, you're talking about total loss. So now what we see, is it relate to the economy that is getting tougher? We see the rise of stolen cars. You know, this is considered as total loss because most of the time those cars disappear to go, let's say, overseas.
Yes.
So before it used to be only in the Montreal area. Now we see it moving to smaller cities like Quebec City.
Yeah.
So, yes, when the economy is tougher, you know, sometimes we see that kind of, events.
Yeah, of course.
That are related. People are looking for different way to have more money in their pocket. So
we are
stolen car. It's not nice, but we have to deal with it.
You got to deal with it. And you got to replace the vehicle. We're with Suzanne Michaud, Vice President of CAA Quebec Insurance. So Suzanne, let's try and save people money here. And I know this. You know, when I've been shopping for car insurance, I get so confused because it's $1 million of liability, $2 million. Here's this extra feature. There's replacement value. It's so confusing. And I think a lot of people, they're just like, it's better safe than sorry. Max it out, get every single coverage possible. So how do we save money if we have to have our car insurance because we have to have our cars?
Yep.
How do we save money?
Yeah, it's the law to be insured in Quebec. So, but yes, you're right. There's some tricks that you can use to lower your insurance premium. The first one I would say is to talk with either your broker or insurance agent, because a lot of people for the last 2 years have diminished drastically the number of mileage done per year. But I agree that it's not very fun to phone his insurance agent every year, but maybe you would have to adjust. Maybe you were doing 20,000 kilometer per year in 1920, but now you're working from home or you're traveling less. So maybe it's 10,000. So you should phone and say, by the way, could you revise? Because I have noticed now I have 2 year experience since the pandemic. So I have noticed that, I'm driving much less than before. So this will lower the premium that you will pay. And remember, in 2020, a lot of insurers have decided to send a check saying, we noticed that you're not driving as much. So we send you directly a check. You don't have to ask for it.
Yes.
But they say, okay, we will tell people, like, you don't need to pay that much money. You're staying at home. But then the insurer was hoping that the customer will phone them saying, oh, yes, it's true. I've noticed that in 2021 or 2022, I'm not driving as much. So can we revise the mileage I'm doing every year?
It's so true, Suzanne, you know, because the last time I moved, I started to walk to work, right? So I was no longer driving to work anymore. And when I told my insurance company, my kilometers cut it by half. And that, of course, saved me some money there. So, Suzanne.
Exactly. And some people have decided to move to, they were renting an apartment in Montreal without any insurance because you don't have to. It's a choice to have insurance when you rent an apartment, and decide to buy a house, let's say, maybe in the countryside, because they say, now I can work from home, and they forget to phone the insurer and say, oh, by the way, I'm not living downtown Montreal anymore. I'm living somewhere like
place
in Magog. Okay, let's say Magog.
Yeah.
The premium haven't been adjusted, so again, phone your insurance broker or phone your insurance agent and tell him, by the way,
yes, I'm true.
Driving less, but I'm not living in the same place where I used to be.
So true, because let me tell you, I live downtown, so I get dinged because I'm downtown, which is a more expensive place to insure your vehicle. Okay, let me ask you this, Suzanne. Can I, like, okay, you know, every year you have the renewal, right, for your insurance.
Yes.
But can I call any, like, let's say it's 6 months in, so I'm nowhere near my renewal date. Can I call the insurance company and say, hey, you know what? My kilometers are down. Can you change my rate?
And they will do it. They will just say, okay, so we will change the information we have in our database about your driving records, let's say. And yes, we will just change. And for the next 6 months, let's say you phone in the middle of your term, for the next 6 months, your premium will be lower. And remember, I would say near 80% of the consumer paid by a monthly payment. So they will adjust the next
rate.
Six payment, and you could see a difference. And it doesn't take very long. Sometimes people say, oh, God, it will be long. It will take like half an hour.
Yeah.
But you know what? We are in November. So the telephone line of the insurer are not that busy because it's a more quiet. We are in October, sorry.
It's
a more quiet period of time. So it's a good time to phone them saying, can I revise my contract with you?
And half an hour to save $200 or $100, whatever it is well worth it. Now, Susanna, I need to ask you one question before I let you go, and that is, just the level of coverage I really need, you know, the 1 million versus 2 million replacement value. If you could talk about that in the time we have left.
Okay, no problem. Look, most of the people, if you stay, let's say, within Canada most of the time, because you're not a big traveler with your car, usually 1 million should be sufficient. Why people start to say, maybe I need more than 1 million? It's for the people who decide to take, like, holidays, let's say in the States. Your 1 million, it's in Canadian dollar. So make the calculation. You're not insured for 1 million when you drive in the States and you have an accident, because if there's something and you are sued, you will have to pay an American dollar. So I don't know what is the actual rate of dollar, but let's say you're probably around $700,000.
Yes.
You're not at 1 million. So that's why a lot of people decide to choose $1 million for the personal liability protection on their policy insurance, car insurance.
Gotcha. And then on the replacement value, should we do this or not?
It's a personal choice. Like the question someone always has to ask herself or himself is, okay, let's say that my car is 3 years old. If I would have an accident, it would be a total loss. Would it be possible for me to repay the same car, but a brand new car that is costing this amount of money? Mm-hmm. If the answer is no, because you say, maybe it's better to keep the replacement value.
Suzanne.
Because you maybe have it until the car is 4 years old, or maybe 5 years old.
Yeah.
Like it's usually you cannot have it more than that, but it's helped for the budget.
And also so interesting, when we see how much cars are increasing in price, that
yes.
replacement value can pay off if the worst case scenario happens and the car 3 years later is now $20,000 more to buy. Suzanne, you were great, by the way. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
That's Suzanne Michaud, Vice President of CA Quebec Insurance.